On this Christmas Eve day, we're going to be joined here in just a moment by Dr. John Braccio from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We're going to talk about, Christmas, and more specifically than that, Christian traditions for Christians. Of course, as you know, based on the Christian faith, you know, on this day, for Christmas Day, that is, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And of course, that brings about some traditions that families have annually, whether it's, you know, simply go to church on Christmas Eve, whether it's, you know, gathering the family together and you're reading the Bible story, you know, that details the birth of Jesus and everything that happened leading up to that. And what else is out there? What are some of the other traditions out there? Let's bring Dr. Braccio in. He is on the other end of our line. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Well, good, Rich. Nice chatting with you. I always miss a day, but I also very much enjoy having the chance to talk to you when he is gone.
Same here. I enjoy talking to you as well.
I guess we'll say Merry Christmas to you. And I think it's important, you know, religions certainly have traditions, and this is December 25th is certainly a big day for countless millions of Christians in the United States and around the world. And I think it's important to know that these traditions, they can, you know, vary from foods. People have wreath nativity scenes, gifts, family get-togethers, caroling, religious ceremonies, nativity scenes, and I even kind of kid, even the Hallmark Channel movies on Christmas. So this is a time of year that people do pull together. And I think one of the important things in this world of continuing anonymity and people kind of being lost on computers or people moving here and there, that Christian traditions, they can develop strong relational bonds between persons of all ages. And I think that's an important thing, a bridge. And it can be something that can have someone feel a belonging and really to a more important and loving group. So I really do see that, Christmas can be quite a wonderful thing. Now, as far as traditions, I mentioned to you, my wife, who's 70, has had 70 Christmas Eves in her life in terms of celebrating. And this is going on with ever-changing and developing family members over the generations. Like, she spent her first 17 years in Cuba, raised by a Cuban mother and a Spanish father. She brought her traditions here, and we continue them with our children and grandchildren. And basically, growing up in a home with an Italian-born father, the traditions really are essentially the same. So I think the idea of it's a time you can think of faith, you can think of times that draw people together. And I think one of the great benefits, if you do have faith and you're a Christian, and this can be other religions too, we're talking specifically about Christians.
Right.
These Christmas is a time that it really cements the traditions of Christmas in your mind. And it also is seen as the birth of Christ, and it's the never-ending birth of Christianity and the resulting tradition. So to a Christian, it is a time of reflection. It's a time to think of the coming of the Lord's Son in terms of being here to save us. This is part of the tradition. But it is a time of celebration. And I think back to my youth, and I'm sure you can do the same thing, even though my youth is many years earlier than yours, Rich, but to all the foods, the old Italian families. Dad was born in 1895, so I was really around a lot of older people for my age and that in those generations. So it's an exciting time. It's a time to pull together. And it's a time that if there are family feuds and there are people not getting along, you always run into some of those things. This is the time to put those aside and just enjoy a celebration of Christmas. And at the secular level, just being with family, friends, hopefully also, and just eating and talking and reminiscing. Be a wonderful time of year, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there. Set whatever is causing family feuds aside. A lot of time you hear about politics that's dividing families. that's the perception out there anyway. But definitely set that aside. Some of these traditions out there, do they get overshadowed, here in this day and age, because we have smartphones here, and in terms of Christmas shopping, you know, there's the hustle and bustle, you know, where you're going out buying gifts for folks. That is, unless you're doing online shopping, that's the new thing nowadays. But there's just a lot of busyness though around Christmas time, and you know, there's a lot of work behind that, well intended, but does that sometimes you know, overshadow just kind of the simple things, you know, just getting together with family and just talking and just relaxing?
Well, I think so, Rich. I think there's no question about that. This is why I think we have to try to stay away from just the commercialization, you know, of mm-hmm. Christmas.
Right.
I think there is, and whoever is having, like, we're having a large group over later today. I mean, if there is tension just trying to do that, but there's
right.
great enjoyment too, knowing you're getting family and people you love and care for together. But sure, I think there is the risk of Christmas being losing its meaning. I think what we really want to do, if we're going to celebrate it, and this would be, you know, regardless of how strong your faith and belief are, but this is the time of get together, family, you know, reminiscing, thinking, just pulling together. And I agree with you, religion, politics are, you're never going to win those battles, so
right.
don't do them on Christmas
right.
Day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, sure, I feel there can be too much hustle, too much bustle. I think there can be, that's a risk you run into all the time. And I kind of go along with Aristotle's, you know, summum bonum, you know, the golden mean. We don't want to do anything too extreme. So my view on Christmas Eve, this is the time to reflect. It's the time, if you're a Christian, in terms of thinking of Christ coming to earth, in terms of saving us, the idea of opportunity for eternity. These are things that people don't always talk about, and they're quaint to some people. But I think as Christians get together, they think this is a time of year that people do reflect, examine their conscience. No one's perfect. You know, we just try to do the best we can, try to move forward. But if we just all try to do the best we can, recognize this is a very, very important day for really a billion people in the world, and that it's our time to just reflect inside, but also it's a special time for foods. It's a time for, you know, just enjoyment and get the tradition going back, as I go back 76 years, and I remember a good share of these, mm-hmm. these, you know, Christmases, Christmas Eves growing up. Then with my wife, we have a tradition with our children, grandchildren. So it's really, it can be a wonderful festive, spiritual time that we can really use to enjoy and better ourselves and try to keep these things going, because it is really something, as you reminisce, as you look back, and as you live long enough, you see a lot of people come, a lot of people go. That's part of
yeah.
the wheel of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the nice things about, if you have a spiritual belief, if you are, say, a Christian, you mm-hmm. do believe you're going to be seeing these people again.
Yes.
Now, those
mm-hmm.
that don't believe, that's fine. But this, if you're a Christian, this is part of the tradition, part of the belief, and it can be something that can really give you some really good feelings and positive beliefs. And this is the time these really get cemented into your psyche. This, the Christmas time, Easter time, these are really special times of the year.
Dr. John Brancio from Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. It's Tuesday morning, so this has been our weekly chat, talking about Christian traditions for Christians here as we enter Christmas Day, which, of course, is coming up tomorrow. Doc, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, thank you very much, Rich, and very much same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.
This is the 1320 WILS Morning Wake Up. More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.